For me, I think the police should go in, and if they can do a mass arrest, they could do that, because I could remember very well in my gang there was something on sorcery where the police went in and they did a mass arrest, but they arrested a lot of people, roughly about 92 people, and they're all upset in court. So if we could do the same, then it will be like a lesson learned or taught to other communities also.
Many people in Papua New Guinea believe in sorcery, in sanguma, in evil spirits and witchcraft and things like that. By taking a punitive approach and arresting people who are involved in anti-sorcery violence, that's one thing. But is that the best way to solve the actual problem, which is people's belief in these things?
That's one way of solving the problem of believing in it. But it's the other way is like we should be working also with the young people now who are in school. So we could start to try to train them and change their mindset, run a lot of awareness and training, so we could change the mindsets of the younger generation.
What about the argument that the police have used, which is they need witnesses who will testify in court as to who did what to this little girl, and if no witnesses come forward, they can't make any arrests? Is that a legitimate excuse?
I think this is not an excuse, because in every village and in every ward, there is a ward councillor and there is a community leader. And these people are responsible for their people in that community. And also the police have to work as a professional policeman and woman. They have to go out and do their work, find witnesses, and start using them to come out. Because if we sit back and say it's really hard to produce this sort of people, then it's going to be really hard. And the other thing about the government of Papua New Guinea today is like we don't have the witnesses protection in place. People are willing to come out also, but they're also scared of their life. If we have the government has the witnesses protection and if it has funds to support the witnesses and all this, then they will come out.
Well, you're talking about having a witness protection scheme, but and there is nothing at the moment, but you yourself at the moment are in hiding somewhere in Papua New Guinea because people were accusing you of sorcery up in Simbu province.
Yes.
Should there be some sort of protection scheme for victims of sorcery-related violence so that they've got somewhere safe that they can go away from the village where this sort of thing happens and people will always point to them and say, ah, see, that person's a witch?
If they want witnesses for their cases, there has to be support for these sort of people who are willing to come out and support cases, they want to be witnesses to the state for these cases. And if there is no support for that, then people are not coming out because they know they will also be at risk. For me, the other thing also is like accusation contributes a lot to the life of many people. Once when someone is accused, then it's like a lifetime threat. So people live in fear and stigma, discrimination, like myself now, because anything happens, we always are alert, on alert. We tend to think about as to how we should protect ourselves. So there's so many things that like the government has to do about this. And also, when you look at people, once they've been accused, they've been thrown out from the community and from the villages. Because we know we cannot stay because we will be an easy target for us that we might be killed or we will. So that's not one of the things that we have to do is run away. And then run away and where else do we go? We are like displaced. We don't have a place to go.